The Supreme Court did not reveal its health care ruling today, but in rapid-fire succession, delivered decisions on everything from immigration to campaign finance to juvenile offenders. The court ruled that Montana can't trump the federal finance law and that juvenile offenders convicted of murder can't be sentenced to life without parole. We're going to have more on those decisions in a few minutes. But first, to Arizona's law regarding immigration status. The Supreme Court ruled against three of the four provisions in SB 1070, saying that police, while enforcing other laws, can question people about their immigration status, but they then must contact federal authorities. The court struck down the ability of police to arrest suspected illegal immigrants without warrants. They also struck down the requirement that all immigrants or people carry immigration registration papers and have work papers. Now, there's another Arizona lawsuit waiting in the state's lower courts that claims that SB 1070 is racial profiling. But again today, the court upheld the provision allowing police to ask people about their immigration status. So let's get some response. State Representative John Kavanaugh was co-sponsor and one of the co-authors of SB 1070. He joins us from Fountain Hills, Arizona. Representative Kavanaugh, your thoughts?
Well, I'm very pleased that the key provision, the heart and soul of SB 1070, mandating police officers check into the immigration status of those they reasonably suspect of being in the country illegal when practical to do so, was found constitutional. That was really what SB 1070 was all about. The other provisions were secondary. They were kind of hope and a prayer that we can do this also to further help our efforts to combat illegal immigration. But the stop in question was the key provision, because that's what allows local and state police to get into the fight against illegal immigration.
But can't the Obama administration see a win here as well? Because in effect, the court said that it really does rest with the federal government to decide what to do with illegal immigrants. It really, you know, police in Arizona may be able to stop someone, but pretty much from then on out, it has to be turned over to federal immigration agents.
And that's correct. We don't dispute that. We're extremely upset by the fact that President Obama has come out with a policy saying that he will only take deportation action against illegal immigrants who have serious criminal records. We have to wait for a new president to take office in January.
Well, and of course, you are hoping for that. When do you think we are going to find out how this law works? We know that Governor Jan Brewer issued an executive order last week, I believe, mandating that training materials be redistributed to law enforcement officers. What do you think? What happens now?
Well, knowing Governor Brewer, we're going to ramp up immediately. But I'd like to make one other point concerning the legality of this law in practice. The training that we gave our officers was put together by retired Border Patrol officers. This is the exact same procedure that is done by the Border Patrol on ICE each and every day for decades. So to suggest that it is in and of itself unconstitutional because it's racial profiling means that the federal government's been doing that for decades. I don't think that's true. I think state and local police are just as able as Border Patrol and ICE agents to learn the proper criteria and apply it constitutionally.
Do you think the tide has turned on this? One of your co-authors on the law, former state Senate President Russell Pierce, was ousted from office in a recall election last November 8th. What do you think is going to be the sense in Arizona?
All of the polls and all the comments that I receive still shows a lot of disdain for illegal immigration and tremendous support for SB 1070 and similar measures. I mean, those laws spread nationwide. Now we have a vindication of the key provision of SB 1070 by the U.S. Supreme Court. I think that gives us more encouragement. I think that it's a very good sign, and you'll see the enforcement provisions passed in many, many states.
Given that the court has said that ultimately the decision-making on who gets arrested lies with federal officials, why isn't Secure Communities enough? Secure Communities is the program where when police have arrested someone and are checking fingerprints, if there's a hit in an immigration database, then ICE is automatically notified, even if the person hasn't been convicted of any criminal act. This is just, you know, picking up someone under suspicion. Given that that also turns people over to ICE, why isn't that enough?
Well, Secure Communities is a valuable tool, but not all jurisdictions have adopted it. But beyond that, you have to wait for the illegal immigrant to commit a crime before secure communities kicks in. Our position is, if you want to have a true deterrence to illegal immigration, that you need to have illegal immigrants concerned about being apprehended 24/7, and that's what 1070 does.
State Representative John Kavanaugh, again, a co-sponsor and one of the co-writers of SB 1070, reacting to today's Supreme Court decision, striking down three of the four elements of the law and applauding the court upholding what he says is a key element that police in Arizona can ask people about their immigration status. Representative Kavanaugh, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.